Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
There are many lifetimes of study that can be done regarding the 24 hours prior to Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. The characters, the events, the crowd all bring unique aspects to the story that need so much deep investigation. I wonder if you're like me. When I read a story, I always like to insert myself into the situation and into the character's position. What would I have done if I were an apostle or Pilate or Herod or just a crowd member? How would I respond? Would I have believed or would I have followed the crowd? It's so easy to point out the mistakes, the hypocrisies, the lies, and the evil of what happened to Jesus. Yet we also know that it was providential, that the actors involved were blinded, and it was God's sovereign plan for all that happened to happen exactly like He had designed for all time. Proverbs 21 tells us that God moves the hearts of rulers like redirecting a stream, so they flow where He wants, when He wants, and fulfill His purposes. So would I have cheered, "Crucify Him"? Would I have mocked or washed my hands of the situation? Maybe. Maybe I would have. And that sure humbles me. We all like to feel better about ourselves and think we never would. Peter even said as much and yet denied Christ hours later. But a biblical understanding of God's sovereignty should quickly humble us and drive us to our knees with the realization that He has called us His own for His purposes and continually brings us into His plan. The difference between the devotion of the apostles and the murderous frenzy of the crowd was and is but one thing: the sovereign call of God to enact faith in one's life and to irresistibly invite His own into His work. With this truth in mind, the story of the deception and the mobs in Luke 23 should press us toward Christ in eternal awe and gratitude. We should recognize that our relationship, our love for Christ, and our very salvation is His work, that the harvest is already His. He invites us to be a part of it, as Matthew 9 affirms. Whenever we think about the events leading up to Christ on the cross, I pray that it drives us to our knees in awestruck humility, that as believers today, we get to look back and praise the Lord that He has saved us, redeemed us, and instead of blindly yelling in the crowd, we are called into a special labor that glorifies God. It's almost too much to comprehend, which is why it demands a lifetime of devotion and study of His Word.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.